Showing today's daf yomi is Tainus daf chas Tainus 8, and we're going to start on the bottom of Zayin Amabez, the last five words on the page. Says Rish Lakish Amar Imra Isa Talmud. If you see a student, and now a student of Torah scholarship, on top of Chas Amar Aleph, Shelemido Kasha Olav Kevarzel, that his studies are difficult for him like iron. Rashi says Shakasha Hulo Mirov Kushios. It's so hard for me. There's too many questions. Bishvil Mishnato, Sheinu Sedurlo. His studies are not arranged for him. Veinu Zocher Maksivba. And he doesn't remember anything. He doesn't remember what's written in the Mishnayot or the Torah. Ufigach Enio Delafarek. Therefore, he doesn't know how to translate it. Or Inamir, alternatively, Shigor Sabatos, that he says the wrong words. Potar Achiov, he exempts the person supposed to be liable, Mechayev HaPtur, and he makes liable the one who's supposed to be exempted or innocent, Mak Shelo Mituch Da'achrita, and they challenge it from another place. And so, meaning to say, he's messed up with his learning. He doesn't know what to do. So, under those circumstances, what do we do about such a person? Bishvil Mishnato She'ena Sedura Lav, that this is because his studies are not properly. He doesn't properly understand the Mishnah. And if the Mishnayos are not clear in his mind, then he's going to forget specific laws. And so therefore, he's not going to know how to explain the Mishnayos. And so also, sometimes he's going to do the wrong word. Instead of saying innocent, he'll say guilty, chayev, or patur, or mix them up. And then there's going to be even more questions. So if we see such a person, it's because the Mishnayos are not clear. He's not fluent in him. As it says, if who lo panim kilkel, from Koheles, chapter 10, verse 10, it says, v'hu lo panim kilkel. And the verse is explained as follows, v'hu lo, the reason why he doesn't understand the reasoning for the Mishnayos is because panim kilkel, meaning to say, he did not learn properly the Mishnah. And so that before you can arrange it, you have to study it properly. And so therefore, if he doesn't arrange it, he's not going to know its explanations. First, you have to know it, have to have it, the words proper, and then you can understand and he can explain it. Mai takante, what do you do with such a person so that he can do his studies without making them too difficult and being able to master the material? What do you do? The answer is yarbe v'yeshiva. He should learn Torah with many students from the yeshiva. So that should arrange his Torah knowledge. That's how Rashi understands it. Rashi says, "She yastiru b'nei a yeshiva mishnatam." The people of the yeshiva should arrange their teachings. And it says, "V'chayalim bein talmidim shein chayalos chayalos," meaning to say, he should come and study amongst the Torah scholars. So the implication from Rashi is that yeshiva implies that there will be many students who can correct his explanation. And this matches that which it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, chapter 2, Mishnah 7. It says, Marba yeshiva, marba chachma. The more yeshiva, the more wisdom. Meaning to say that the more one studies with Torah scholars in yeshiva, in a place of scholarship, then you're going to get more wisdom. As it says on 7a, more for my students than from anybody else. However, the Meiri in our sugya explains, no yarbe b'shiva, to mean the opposite. It means that he should sit yarbe v'yasmin b'spodedus uvazen utzachakol. He should increase his time in self introspection, and that's will be able to understand it properly. And so, therefore, it says, what should he do? He should immerse in himself. As it states, back to the Gemara, it says "Vachayalim yigaber," meaning to say he should learn with the soldiers of the yeshiva, or with many many students in the yeshiva. And it says in the end of the verse, "V'yitron hachsher chachma," and indeed, there's a great benefit that he studies with the yeshiva. So we see from here that that's the best way. And Kol Shekein, an even better way to not have a difficulty with the Torah study, is in Mishnas Toos, Sidur HaMikor. If from the beginning, when he starts to study the Mishnayos, or his studies, they're all arranged in a proper way. Ki Ha'ad Reish Lakish, Ha'am Masnisin, Arba, and Zimin. Reish Lakish used to go over and repeat The Mishnayos that he was studying 40 times, Keneged Arbaim Yom Shemit in the Torah, this corresponds to the 40 days in which the Torah was given, meaning to say the 40 days that Moshe went up Mount Sinai and he learned the Torah straight from Hashem Yisparach. And only then, I only come to Rabbi Yochanan, only then would he go in front of Rabbi Yochanan to explain the Mishnah. And Rabbi Ada Bar Ava, Mesadar Masnisan, Esrin Varba's in it. Rabbi Ada Bar Ava used to arrange the Mishnayos, he would repeat them 24 times, and this corresponds to Keneged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. It corresponds to the 24 books of the Torah, the prophets, and the scriptures, and only then Ayol Kameh to Rava. Only then would he go in front of Rava. Rava himself gives a different explanation. Rava says, Imra Yisa Talmud Shalim Mido Kasha Lav Kabarzo. If you see a Torah scholar who's just not working, his Torah scholars, he can't understand the difficult questions. It's because Bishvil Rava She'ino Mazbir upon him. He says it's because his teacher is not teaching him properly. The teacher is not teaching him with patience. And it says, lo panim kilkel. And we interpret the verse and mean to say that the reason why the student is not understanding the Torah that they're learning is because his teacher has a panim kilkel, meaning the teacher, so the teacher is not teaching him with enough patience. So ma'itakante, what should he do? Yarbel avrayim. He should send a lot of friends to his teacher in order to appease him, so that he'll stop being angry and he'll be polite. As it says, "V'chayolim yigaber v'yitronach sher chachma kol shekein emachshuru ma'isav v'fnei rabba meikara." If from the beginning, if his teacher was treating him in the proper way, and so that's the ideal thing. That if it, so, we see from here that the teacher is not teaching him properly. Therefore, the student doesn't understand.